Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. To date, more than 10 million Americans have tested positive for COVID-19, with more than 250,000 deaths. No doubt, this holiday season will look a little different than in years past, but even with the alarming statistics, people will still gather in households nationwide to celebrate, and safety needs to be on the top of the list so that the holidays don't turn tragic. On the line with me is Dr. Christina Madison, founder and CEO of the Public Health Pharmacist PLLC, a public health consulting firm. She's also on the advisory board for Boomer Naturals. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Madison, why is it so important to wear masks?
So wearing a mask is literally the simplest and easiest way that we can protect ourselves and those around us. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention actually recently updated their guidance on face coverings and face masks to let individuals know that not only does wearing the mask help protect others, but it also protects the mask wearer as well. So the key here is that not all face coverings or face masks are made equal, so it really should meet those World Health Organization guidelines, which is multiple layers of tightly woven fabric in order to repel those droplets and particles, and ultimately to keep your respiratory droplets to yourself, right? That's really what we're trying to do to stop the spread of this virus.
Why are some people so resistant to the idea of wearing a mask?
So that's an excellent question. I think the first thing I would say is that ultimately at the very beginning of the pandemic, the public health messaging that came out was very much conflicting. And the fact that originally we were trying to save the medical grade masks for our healthcare workers because there was a shortage of what we call PPE or personal protective equipment, people got the impression that masks didn't work. But really what that was that we wanted to reserve the masks at the beginning of the pandemic for those who really needed it most. And so I think that's part of it. That, as well as the fact that, let's be honest, everyone is suffering from pandemic fatigue right now. And so I think there is this thought process that we just want to get back to some sense of normalcy. However, for us to be able to do that, we need to make sure that we are wearing a high quality and effective face covering so that we can protect ourselves and those around us. And ultimately, that's how we're going to get back to normal, is that we need to wear face coverings and face masks in all areas of public life where we are not around individuals that are part of our family unit. So that's really what it comes down to. And as much as we would like to tell people, yes, you can go without wearing the mask, it's probably going to be at least another 9 to 12 months before we even entertain that, because we see vaccines that are on the horizon, and we need to have that herd immunity within the population before we can make any of those kinds of decisions.
So is there a right way and a wrong way to wear a mask?
Absolutely. So I think about masks like I think about my underwear, right? So if you think about your mask in that regard, right, you would never leave the home without it, hopefully. You wouldn't wear it if it wasn't clean. You wouldn't share it with someone else, and you wouldn't wear it if it didn't fit properly. So when you're wearing the mask, you really need to make sure that it covers both your nose and your mouth. I have seen instances all over where people have an ill-fitting mask where their nose is sticking out, or they pull it down under their chin to talk to you, and really that's defeating the whole purpose of wearing the mask. So making sure that you have that tight seal around your nose and your mouth. And what helps with that is getting a mask that has either an adjustable nose clip that you can mold down to your face, as well as adjustable ear loops where you can tighten the mask so you really do get that good seal and good fit. So that's the key, covering your nose and mouth and making sure that you're picking a mask that fits your face. So depending on the product that you may get, such as Boomer Naturals products, which comes in 2 sizes for children and 4 sizes for adults, it really helps to make sure you get that adequate fit and best protection.
You mentioned make sure your mask is clean. How often should we be washing our masks?
Great question. We should be washing the mask after each use. So if you are like me, I keep masks literally everywhere, in my car, in my office, in my purse. And that's really to help to make sure that not only do I have a mask where I may be in public, but also to guarantee that I have a clean mask at all times. So depending on the product that you get, you could just look on the packaging to see whether or not it's machine washable versus hand wash. But the key here is washing it after the end of each use. Now, if you are out and about, what you can do is in between wears, you can place it, if you're driving a vehicle, you can place it in the dashboard because we know that that ultraviolet light from the sun can kill bacteria and viruses. So that could be an intermediary until you get home to be able to wash your mask. But again, having multiple and making sure you have one clean and, you know, one to wash and one to wear is really important. And also replacing it after a certain amount of time, because again, that wear and tear, it takes a toll on the integrity of the mask. And sometimes it means that it may not fit as well. So if your mask isn't fitting as well, or if it's starting to fray, usually a good rule of thumb is about 30 wears or 30 washes.
I'm speaking with Dr. Christina Madison, founder and CEO of the Public Health Pharmacist, PLLC, a public health consulting firm. She's also on the advisory board for Boomer Naturals. Dr. Madison, can wearing masks cause long-term health problems?
No. So, I mean, I think, well, the quick answer would be no. But I will tell you, there are some individuals that shouldn't wear a mask, and that is because of underlying lung damage or illness. And so that is a very, very small portion of the population. And those individuals, we would be able to make accommodations for them in order to make sure that they protect themselves as well as others. But ultimately, if they have those compromising conditions, they really shouldn't be gathering in public places. And again, we're trying to protect yourself as well as those around you. So that's really interesting that you mentioned, does it impact your health? Because the American Thoracic Society actually just recently published a paper looking at whether or not wearing a mask during exercise decreases your oxygenation levels. And it turns out it doesn't. So if the American Thoracic Society, which is a huge organization that basically is talking about lung health, says that it doesn't impact your oxygenation levels, I think we can probably pretty definitively say that wearing a mask isn't going to negatively impact your health, especially if you are eligible to wear the mask, meaning that you're on that tiny list that we talked about of people who maybe shouldn't wear a mask. But if you're over the age of 2, otherwise healthy, without chronic lung problems, you can safely wear a mask and there is no long-term or negative health issues associated with wearing one.
Are there some masks that are more effective than others?
Yes. So not all masks are made equal. Making sure that it meets that WHO recommendation, which I mentioned earlier, which is the at least 2, if not 3 layers of tightly woven materials that will repel those particles and those nano droplets that may contain the virus. So if we take, for instance, the Boomer Naturals product, it's actually U.S. lab certified 99.9% antimicrobial. It's made from 3 layers of 65% cotton and 35% polyester blend, which is infused with nano silver fibers. And these nano silver fibers is really what helps to be antimicrobial. So it acts as an internal filter because of those tightly woven materials. And so that's really what you're looking for in a high quality product, is the tightly woven, multiple layers, And then obviously comfort and breathability, because who wants to wear a mask that's not comfortable, right?
Is there a polite way to ask someone to wear a mask? And I guess there's two parts to this question. How do we politely ask someone we know to wear a mask? And how do we politely ask a stranger to wear a mask?
So that's a really good question. I think because I always carry extra masks with me, it's a nice icebreaker. And, you know, especially if it's somebody that you know, I am always excited to show the new products that Boomer Naturals has had that they're showing. And so I tend to have something on me. And so, you know, I can show people, hey, look, do you see this new cute pattern that we have? These masks are really comfortable and really breathable. And I try to encourage them to try something that maybe, you know, the reason why a lot of people don't wear a mask is, first of all, because they think that it's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to be hard to breathe through. And a lot of times I think that's because they just haven't found the right mask for them, and probably because it didn't fit them well. And so having a product that comes in multiple sizes, shapes, and colors, that really helps to make sure that people feel comfortable. And ultimately, when you're asking, it's, oh, do you mind wearing a mask? Or kind of approaching it as a, oh, you know, do you see the mask that I'm wearing? I would really love it if you could wear one too, because I want to make sure that we're both safe. Looking at it from the standpoint of, we do this out of respect and kindness for others, and that we really are all in this together, I think will help. And when you see people in public not wearing a mask, yeah, that's also very challenging. But again, I think it's going to take all of us to call people out, right? Because if we're not doing that, then ultimately it's going to make it even harder for us to recover from this pandemic. So we all have to do our part. And if that means feeling a little bit uncomfortable by asking somebody that we don't know to wear a mask and to respect us, and to respect themselves, really, I think it's worth that momentary bit of discomfort.
What else can we do to keep each other safe during the holiday season?
I think the biggest thing is really finding ways to be connected without maybe necessarily being physically in the same space with one another. This pandemic has been really challenging for everyone. And I think that sense of connection and being able to, unfortunately, commiserate because our current situation is challenging together really helps. And so engaging in things like virtual game nights and gathering with family members, but via virtual means, like the FaceTime and the Zoom meetings and, you know, those kinds of different platforms. And really letting people know that you care about them, picking up the phone and calling people. And then if you do gather with others that are outside of your family unit or outside of your household, making sure that you always wear a mask around them, and then limiting your time with someone else that isn't outside of your family unit. So again, it's outdoors is better than indoors. Always wearing your mask, not letting your guard down. It's really easy for us to feel like we should gather, especially during the holidays. But right now, the big thing to think about is we stay apart now so that we can gather later. And that's what we're trying to do to avoid this holiday season actually making things worse.
And tell us how we can get those masks from Boomer Naturals.
Absolutely. Boomer Naturals, you can get them on boomernaturals.com. You can also go get it from your local CVS, as well as CVS.com. And just to let you know, one of the things I absolutely love about this company is that they've had more than 14 million masks and neck gaiters sold, and they've already donated for every online order place they donate, and they've donated over 250,000 masks to vulnerable populations and those in need. So not only is this mask safe, effective, breathable and protective, it ends up being only about 33 cents a day when you wear and wash for about 30 days and then replace. So again, you can't beat that. It's affordable. They donate to those in need, and you can get it at your local neighborhood CVS, or you can get them online. And it just makes it really easy. It's shipped the same day that you order right from the warehouse located here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I've been speaking with Dr. Christina Madison, founder and CEO of the Public Health Pharmacist PLLC, a public health consulting firm. She's also on the advisory board for Boomer Naturals. Is there anything else you want us to know about the importance of wearing masks during the holiday season?
Make sure that it fits well. Make sure that you're washing it after every use. make sure that you always have extra. And please, please, please get your flu shot if you haven't gotten your flu shot yet, because we got to use all the tools in our toolbox in order to stop the spread of this virus and keep everyone as healthy and happy as possible during this holiday season.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.